Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
This is Eugene Loveridge calling. I had a question for you. Where
okay.
I was going to be, where I was going to include for Crawford Farms, the LLC, the corporation, the partnership, and also as personal. Do you want me to send you those tax returns also for all four of them?
Maybe just 1 year of just the corporate wouldn't be a bad idea.
Of the corporate only, not the partnership and the other stuff?
When you say partnership, you mean the partnership corporations, or you mean as far as personal tax returns of the partners?
No. We talked yesterday, and Elden Crawford is the 100% owner of Golconda Butte Farms.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 93% owner of Crawford Cattle. And he and his wife own the partnership. The partnership owns all the land and the equipment that is used by the two corporations.
So it's almost like a holding company?
They're a holding company of the equipment and the whatnot. And so the money that is turned into is that the lease payments that go from Golconda Butte Farms and Crawford Cattle LLC go to the partnership to pay for the equipment and the land, and then whatever is left over goes from the partnership onto the personal tax returns of Eldon and Brenda. So that's where the money shows being, you know, that's where the money goes to the individuals.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and send them, and then I'll analyze. I know we spoke yesterday. I was just trying to, I guess, get a better understanding of what you're asking me, just so I could give you a better answer. Go ahead and send them, and then I'll analyze the returns compared to the bank statements. And I'll use whichever one is going to be best for you guys as far as best structure.
Okay. Very good.
Does that work?
Thank you. Yep. All right.
Okay.
I should
call me if you have any other questions, please.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.